We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2236. Yosef has met up with the brothers, and he tells them, if you want me to believe you aren't spies, send someone home and fetch your younger brother. And then Yosef calls in 70 warriors, and he tells them, take these men and put them in custody. And he leaves them under guard for 3 days. And then he takes Shimon and he tells his men, put Shimon in jail. And Shimon says, no. And every warrior that tries to approach Shimon, Shimon tosses him away. So Yosef summons his 70 warriors and they come with their swords drawn. And when Yaakov's sons see that war is about to erupt, so they turn on Shimon and they tell him, stop making trouble. And Shimon yells out and he calls bitterly. And when he gives such a roar that the 70 warriors standing there with their swords full on their faces and they all run away. So Yosef stands there with his son Menashe. And Menashe gets upset. What's this guy making trouble for? And he walks up to Shimon and gives him such a punch in the neck that Shimon feels weakened. And Menashe, he's from the family, so he grabs Shimon, puts him in a headlock, binds him up, and throws him into the jail. And when Shimon's brothers see this, they say, hey, that kid took down Uncle Shimon. What's going on here? And Shimon said, that wasn't an Egyptian. That was someone from our family. Something strange here. And Yosef orders his officers, fill up the bags, fill up their bags with food, and put their money back in the bags. They travel. They come to the hotel. And Levi opens his sack. He wants to give food to the donkey. And he sees his money there. And he tells his brothers, what's going on here? They come back home. Yaakov comes out to greet them. And he sees Shimon's gone. So they tell him, look what happened. Yeah, he thinks we're all spies. He wouldn't let us come with Shimon. They sit there. 2 months pass. And they finish all the food. And people are hungry. And Yaakov's grandchildren come. And they say, Grandpa, we're hungry. We want bread. And Yaakov starts crying. Initially, Yaakov said, I'm not doing this. But his grandchildren start coming and saying, Grandpa, we're hungry. So he calls his sons and he says, go buy food. And the kids say, no, Dad, we wanted to go. And you said you're not sending Benjamin. Well, if you're not sending Benjamin, then there's no point in going because the master of the land said that we shouldn't dare show our faces without Benjamin. And Yehuda says, if you give us our brother, we'll go down. Because that assistant to the Egyptian king, he's a really powerful king. And if we show up without Binyamin, he'll kill us all. You have to know that he's very mighty. He's very smart. We've never seen anyone like him. You know, Avimelech is considered the greatest king around. And I'm telling you, he doesn't have a single person that comes close to that king. I've been by Avimelech. His palace doesn't compare to that king's palace. His throne doesn't compare to that king's throne. His servants don't compare to that king's servants. And his beauty doesn't compare to that king's beauty. His royal clothing doesn't compare to that king's clothing. And his glory, well, God gave that king tremendous glory. God gave him tremendous wisdom, understanding, knowledge. When he speaks to us, he has such a pleasant voice. We don't know how he knows our names. We showed up before him, and suddenly he calls us each by name. He's a genius. He looks at us and he starts telling us our history. And you know what? Dad, he even asked about you. If you're still alive, are you doing well? Now, you have to understand what's going on in this country, Egypt. No one moves an inch without his permission. And no one even talks to Paro anymore. This guy's running the show. He's running all of Egypt. You can't imagine that. All of Egypt trembles from this man. And we have to tell you, when we left him, we were sure upset at what's going on here. We were upset that he's claiming we're spies. And we asked ourselves, maybe we should treat them the way we treated the nations around here. But you know what? He scared us. And none of us could answer him. So Yaakov, as we know, agrees, and they take Binyamin, and Yaakov warns them, watch him along the way. Don't leave your sight of him. And Yaakov spreads his hands and prays. Now all the women come along, and they walk the brothers down, and they start accompanying them as they leave. And Yaakov writes a letter to the king of Egypt. And he writes, from me, your servant, Yaakov, the son of Yitzchak, the son of Avram, the Hebrew, I am God's appointed leader here. I am sending to you the king, the awesome, the wise, Tzofnas Paneah, who reveals all hidden things. The king of Egypt, I greet you with peace. May it be known to our master, the king of Egypt, that the famine here is very tough on us. And my children, grandchildren surrounded me, and I'm very old. And my eyes are going out of age. And I've wept day in and day out over my son Joseph that has been lost for ages. And I commanded and as such my eyes are no longer functioning the way they should. And I commanded my sons that they shouldn't enter the city through one gate. And I also told them to travel all around Egypt looking for my son Yosef. Maybe they'll find him. And that's what they did. Now you have claimed that my sons are spies. We heard that you are very smart. You were able to decipher Pharaoh's dreams. So with your wisdom, I expect you will be able to figure out that my sons are not spies. I've sent you my son Benjamin, and I beg you, keep an eye on him till he comes back to me in peace with his brothers. You must have known, you must have heard what God has done to Paro and Avimelech when they took my mother Sarah, and what our father Abraham did to the kings of Elam. He killed them all with a very few number of people. And you know what Shimon and Levi did, my sons did, to the eight cities of the Amori for their sister Dinah. And now for their brother Benjamin, well, he's the comfort instead of Yosef. You can't imagine what they would do if Benjamin were taken from them. And we'll pick up here, B'zachim, next week.